10, I repeat, 10 different backup quarterbacks all spiked in card value last season throughout the season. So in today's video, I want to share with you guys 5 must-have quarterbacks that you should stash in your sports card for portfolio to buy and flip for this upcoming season. Let's dig in. Number 5, Stetson Bennett. He's a 4th round draft pick from last year, 2023, went to Georgia. A lot of people know this guy from his college days. He is somewhat of a legend for the University of Georgia and the Bulldogs, that national championship team in 2023. He is now 26 and a half years old. He missed most of last season due to a quote-unquote undisclosed injury. There's a lot of different speculation around that, but he does have some solid athleticism, as you can see here. He held a 93rd percentile college quarterback rating, 81st college yards per attempt. He was just simply really, really good in college. 27 passing touchdowns to 7 interceptions in both of his final years at Georgia with over 4,000 passing yards in 2022. He's currently backing up Matthew Stafford on the LA Rams, who is 36 years old. The LA Rams, of course, coached by Sean McVay, with an above average passing attacks. He would be throwing to the likes of Kyren Williams or Blake Corum, both excellent receiving running backs. And then you've got Cooper Kupp, you've got Puka Nacua, DeMarcus Robinson, among other receivers. So you have some solid receiving weapons there. They also have Tyler Higbee, who's very consistent tight end. According to FTN Fantasy, with the improvements the LA Rams have made this offseason, their offensive line is projected to be a top 5 offensive line heading into 2024. The Rams are also an above average sized fan base, and Stetson Bennett has a hotbed of truthers going back to his Georgia days. A lot of guys want to see this guy get another chance in the NFL. So if Matt Stafford were to go down due to old age, and he's been banged up before, everybody knows that. So, you know, there is an opportunity here for Stetson Bennett. If he were to get playing time due to an injury to Matt Stafford, his cards would absolutely go up in value. I'm looking at an immaculate here, numbered out of 49 with a rookie auto, rookie card shield, Rams uniforms, really great design, immaculate, a top 5 brand in the hobby for $50. That's a fantastic deal. It's very inexpensive. So looking at something like this from Spectra out of 30 with a really nice patch here. Got the Pandora squares, got the serial numbering, rookie auto, rookie card shield, $15. Incredibly cheap. Leaves you with a lot of upside if he does get starting opportunity. And there would be some speculation as to whether or not they'd start Jimmy G over Stetson Bennett. But I got to think they give the younger Stetson Bennett that they have draft capital invested in a chance over Jimmy G. I imagine there won't be that long of a leash, but the coaching staff does have some loyalty here to Stetson Bennett, and he's more or less a rookie, so the prices could go up just on the news alone of him starting. Now, of course, all of this is speculation, and none of us are good at predicting injuries, but we have to be prepared for the unknown. So if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name's Andy. We're part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. We're 100% dedicated to football cards, research, and selling tips. Guys, make sure you subscribe. Turn those bell notifications on. Now back to the action. Number 4, Hendon Hooker, currently plays on the Detroit Lions. He's also a draft pick out of last year, 3rd round, 26 years old. But as you can see, this guy had an incredible college QBR in Tennessee, 95th percentile. He also played aggressive with a 90th percentile yards per attempt. Solid athleticism, but a much bigger bodied quarterback at 6'3", 217. In total, throws for over 3,000 yards in his senior year, 27 passing touchdowns and just 2 interceptions, almost a 70% completion percentage. Part of the reason why he slid to the 3rd round last year was the fact that he tore his ACL his final year in college. A lot of people had him projected to go higher in the draft. But alas, he plays for the Detroit Lions, who just made it to the NFC Championship game. They were able to retain their offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson, credited with unlocking a lot of this potential that the Detroit Lions has shown us offensively the last couple years. And if anything were to happen to Jared Goff, Hendon Hooker is next in line to get a starting opportunity. You've got great weapons here. Sam Laporta at tight end. You've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, at wide receiver with Jameson Williams. And then got Jahmyr Gibbs as a satellite back, plus with David Montgomery as an all-purpose back as well, and a top three offensive line. So, once again, we had 2023 rookie product. Look at cards like this Spectre out of 35, sold for 50. Beautiful RPA here. College Leaf even selling for 10 bucks. Futures RPA. But I look at this Immaculate as a great indication. Numbered out of 99. You can see he's going for a little bit more than Stetson Bennett, as he does have a full round on Stetson Bennett. And a lot of guys love the Hendon Hooker's arm talent that he displayed in college as well. And he's got higher draft capital as a result. $47 on that out of 99 Immaculate RPA. But, you know, the upside for that card is a couple hundred dollars if we were to go and compare it to any of the starting quarterbacks like Will Levis or Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, that are currently projected to start in 2024. So now would be a great time to have a little bit of exposure to Hendon Hooker. In the event that Goff goes down with an injury, Hendon Hooker prices would explode. Number three, Justin Fields now plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers behind Russell Wilson. But guys, you got to admit, there's going to be an open battle here in training camp for the starting job for the Pittsburgh Steelers between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. The Steelers really worked a master class of negotiating, getting these guys both at steals. But Justin Fields, in the final year of his rookie contract, he's got a lot to play for. If he ever wants to be a starter in the league again, this is his time. It's now or never for him. We've seen the athleticism before. We've seen the passes that he can make. He does have incredible athletic and arm talent. It's just a matter of decision making. Can he get the ball out quicker? Can he fix some of the things that he struggles with? But he's playing on the Pittsburgh Steelers now. They have one of the top five largest fan bases in the nation. New offensive coordinator Arthur Smith loves to run the ball from his days in Atlanta and Tennessee. So Najee Harris and Jalen Warren are going to be heavily used. This should definitely help out the quarterback position, set up those play action passes and those bootlegs, those design runs for Justin Fields. The offensive line has been dramatically improved over the past year and throughout this draft process, man. The Steelers did really well improving the draft. They also draft Roman Wilson. Anytime the Steelers draft a wide receiver, you know he's probably going to be pretty good. George Pickens at the number one spot with Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin. And then you got the Muth at tight end. And right now, people are more or less fire-selling his rookie ticket autos and his other rookie autos from 2021, including his Silver Prism PSA 10s. Could be found at a significant discount because he is projected to be the backup to Russell Wilson. But I'm telling you guys right now, there is going to be a battle in the preseason, in training camp, for that starting job in Pittsburgh. They just have got to give the nod to the veteran that's got a couple Super Bowl victories under his belt, the starting job initially. But as you can see, the base optic contenders rookie ticket auto here for $111, just a fifth or so of what a Trevor Lawrence sells for out of 2021. So definitely a lot of upside in terms of price for this card. And we know we've seen the flashes of brilliance from him before. So it could absolutely skyrocket whenever he gets another crack at a starting job here in Pittsburgh. Hey guys, now real quick, make sure you stay tuned to the end of the video because I've realized I've actually got 11 different backup quarterbacks that I all think have high upside, but I'm going to give you my top five. But if you stay tuned to the end, I'll give you those bonus six players as well. I also want to ask you guys, if you are ready to start grading your cards, go check out CGC Cards, cgccards.com. They have bulk submissions right now for $12 per card, 25 cards or more, or $15 for a single card submission. They've been growing and grading sports cards since 2021, but backed by the largest coin and paper grading companies in the world, and they are doing a fantastic job in grading consistency. crystal clear holders, incredible protection for your favorite football cards. Check out cgccards.com. Now back to the action. For number two, we're going with Michael Penix Jr. The 24-year-old number 8 overall draft pick this year behind Kirk Cousins, who just got $100 million guaranteed on the Atlanta Falcons. Controversial pick here as Penix is coming off of two ACL reconstructive surgeries, but he did play for the Washington Huskies, which is a loaded roster, a lot of draft picks there, including the likes of Roman Dunze on the wide receiver core. But you look at the past couple years of stats for Penix, and he throws for over 4,500 yards in 2022 and 23 with over 65% completion percentage and over 30 passing touchdowns to 8 interceptions in 22 and 9 interceptions in 2023 on 35 passing touchdowns in 2023. But with that kind of draft capital and the fact they bring in Zach Robinson from the Rams, who's going to totally up-tempo this offense and play more of a Sean McVay-style offense, and you've got the generational all-purpose talent in Bijan Robinson. You've got crazy talented wide receivers in Drake London, Darnell Mooney, who's actually fantastic. Rondale Moore, a great little weapon to add there. And then you got Kyle Pitts, a generational tight end. A lot of these are early first-round draft picks for the Falcons, and so when you add another one to the room, if something happens to Cousins, whether he's not ready to go because of the Achilles, and maybe there's a clause or some type of fine print in the Cousins contract that says if he can't pass a physical here in the summer by July, then they can get out of this $100 million that they paid him. But if that's the case, then Michael Penix would be the next man up, as you got a couple. Heineke is barely serviceable, and Penix is the next man up at the number 8 overall pick. This is an offense we expect a lot of things out of this year. Atlanta expected to currently have a top 3 offensive line in 2024. According to both FT and Fantasy and Football Guys, a top 3 offensive line. And Michael Penix Jr. currently has only 242 different rookie cards. So if you're looking for the one that would be considered probably most popular, it's going to be the 2021-22 Bowman Chrome University with the little first logo in the top right. Those autos in PSA 9 condition you can see here are selling for less than $100, $76 in PSA 9 in auction today. For a guy with that few of rookie cards, they should be selling for more, but because he is projected to be a backup as of right now, they are definitely suppressed. I expect there to be a nice little dip over the next month as well. Now, I do expect more cards to be coming out for him. There's several Leaf sets being dropped right now. There's also going to be Panini Draft Night Instants that are coming out in mid-June. But as of right now, there has been no news of Penix signing a Fanatics exclusive contract. And the fact that he's projected to be a backup behind Kirk Cousins on the Falcons means that Fanatics may not go after him. So that could further suppress his values. And you have something like this Michael Penix rated prospect, this select draft picks here with the rookie auto and that rated prospect in the top right, PSA 10 out of 99 for under $200 for a quarterback with that kind of draft capital. There's definitely a lot of upside there. These draft night instants, you expect those to be shipped to consumers by mid-June. Those are definitely going to be hot as well. The cards for Penix definitely have upside if he starts at all early in a rookie campaign. And my number one backup quarterback to stash before the season, especially right now, is going to be Jake Browning with the Cincinnati Bengals. He went undrafted out of 2019, but he played 9 games last year for an injured Joe Burrow, who's been banged up quite a bit so far in his NFL career. And the Bengals pass at one of the highest rates in the league. The offensive line gets better and better each year. And through those 9 games last year, Jake Browning totaled 243 pass attempts and ended up as the second best quarterback at true completion percentage, top 10 in deep ball accuracy, number 1 in red zone accuracy, and top 10 in true passer rating. With the incredible weapons that the Bengals have in Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and now they've added in Jermaine Burton and drafted a tight end as well, Jake Browning's cards went up 400-500% in a lot of situations last year. He's got very few rookie cards being undrafted out of 2019. So if he does get another starting opportunity here because Joe Burrow gets injured, then Jake Browning cards are going to explode once again. So these Prism Draft Picks rookie auto with the rookie card shield are his primary rookie card to target. It's the best one to target. As you can see, currently selling for about $30 in auction. This card got up to $200 last season when he was melting faces starting for the Bengals. You can see he's got some scorecards. These Prism Draft Picks are these contenders college ticket autos. These draft picks contenders are fantastic cards for him that all spiked like crazy last year whenever he got starting opportunity. These Luminance cards from him as well are actually quite scarce. They do have an RC shield, so those are very viable as well. But just looking at the current price points, Jake Browning is got to be your number one backup quarterback to target investing. But like I said, when it comes to backup quarterbacks, it's nearly impossible to predict which of the starters are going to get injured. We know there's going to be injuries this year. There's injuries every year. The NFL is a very violent sport, physical contact sport. But, you know, predicting which one's going to get injured, very hard to do. So it's important to diversify your exposure and don't over leverage yourself on backup quarterbacks. Obviously, the primary focus is going to be on starters, starting quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, defensive players. But it does make sense, especially if you're buying the starter like Joe Burrow, to then handcuff and buy a $30 Prism Draft Picks rookie auto, Jake Browning. Because if Joe Burrow goes down, your Joe Burrow portfolio immediately goes on hold. Well, all of a sudden, you're selling Jake Browning like crazy, and you hedge your bets, and you're still making really good money on the Jake Browning, while Joe Burrow's still your long-term investment for the NFL. So I've got a few other guys that I really like this year as well. One of them is Sam Howell, plays for the Seattle Seahawks, now backing up Geno Smith. Incredible weapons there. New coaching. A lot of people are really excited about the Seahawks. They keep getting better and better. Watch out for them. They have a great run game. They've got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Watch out for them. Sam Howell threw the ball a ton of last year. Picked up a lot of NFL experience. He's scrappy. He can show flashes of brilliance. And his cards would go up if he were to start there. The other one is going to be Zach Wilson for the Denver Broncos, a former number two overall pick from 2021. There's still a hotbed of truthers out there that think he hasn't gotten a proper start, blah, blah, blah. But he's really not good. We've seen enough of his sample size. But people continue to pay premiums for his cards every time he's speculated to have a starting job. Now, of course, Bo Nix is probably going to start there, the Sean Payton's guy. They just spent a number 12 overall pick on Bo Nix, for crying out loud. He's going to start the season, but Zach Wilson will be there to compete against him. And if Bo Nix gets injured for any reason, Zach Wilson gets a start. All of a sudden, the former number two overall pick is going to get some hype. Mike White in Miami, don't forget about him. He picked up mad hype with the New York Jets before, showing flashes of brilliance for an injured Zach Wilson. Very confident player, can throw the ball, can be clutch in moments. But as his sample size grew and grew and grew, we saw more and more leaks in his game. But Miami Dolphins are very exciting offense. Ton of really exciting weapons there, like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert in the run game. And they just added Jalen Wright, who is another element of just speed on speed on speed. So Mike White has definitely got to be on your radar. We've seen him do it before. Spencer Rattler backing up Derek Carr for the New Orleans Saints. This guy is a rookie. He showed some really interesting flashes in college. And when you have that combined with, you know, third, fourth round draft capital, you can definitely make some waves. And it's not a guarantee that he gets the backup job there over Jake Haener. But shout out to my man Carter the Power from Power Hour NFL, one of his channels. He did an interesting video film study breakdown on Spencer Rattler out of South Carolina. He likes his play. He thinks that he can win this backup job in New Orleans. And if anything happens to Derek Carr, which the fans already don't really like, the locker room doesn't really like Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler as a rookie would get mad hype. He's got not a whole lot of rookie cards right now. Similar situation to Michael Penix Jr. Oh, and then my final one would be Drew Lock for the New York Giants. They just spent a top 10 pick on Malik Nabers. Naturally more explosive of an athlete than Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe not the complete package like Marvin Harrison Jr., but Malik Nabers, a lot of people have him ranked higher just as a wide receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr., which is saying a lot. So, you know, generational type wide receiver talent there, just added to the team. We like Brian Daboll. You know, we like Brian Daboll, but Daniel Jones has really stunk. Plus, he's dealt with a lot of injuries between neck injuries, ACL injuries. We don't even know right now if Daniel Jones is going to be ready for September, although we think he might. We also think that they lured Drew Lock in and signed a deal with him, which, by the way, is a top 10 backup quarterback salary that he'll be earning this year. It's like a base of $4 or $5 million. That to because they said that it's going to be an open competition and he's likely to win the starting job. So Drew Lock could win the starting job outright in August over Daniel Jones, which would lead to a lot of hype. The New York Giants fan base is massive. They have one of the biggest TV demographics in the country with the Jets up there in New York in the Northeast. So Drew Lock has definitely got to be on your radar. Super cheap 2019 rookie cards as well. If he gets a starting job there, prices are going to go up. It's not going to take much. It's not going to take much for them to go up. He has thrown the ball well in the past. He was second round draft capital out of 2019. He does have some interesting athleticism, and he can generate flashes of brilliance. So there's the backup quarterback market for you. I say don't forget about Carson Wentz either, because he's a number two, former number two overall pick, and has shown flashes of brilliance for the Eagles before. And he's got a hotbed of truthers as well that will not give up on him. And now he plays for Andy Reid and will be backing up Patrick Mahomes. We'll have full access to the Mahomes weapons, which now includes Xavier Worthy in Kansas City. So definitely makes sense to have a couple Carson Wentz in your portfolio as well, as you never know what could happen there. And that's my top list. Looking around the league, that's my top list of backup quarterbacks. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. Definitely check out our premium member options. We've got all kinds of access to additional content. If you want additional content outside of football cards, check out my man Paul Hickey's Sports Card Strategy Channel or nooffseason.com. I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.